name is Shannon Perkins, and I've been Grand Marais since November. And since that time, I've had a few jobs here in the area. I started, at Lutzen Resort, Moondance Coffee, the 166 after school program, cleaning at the co-op, dog sitter, house sitter, cleaning professional, and moving on to in-home support work, and the angry trout, and all endless possibilities at this point. I find that I'm probably usually a pretty busy person. I like to be involved in things, but there's been some, you know, crazy moments that I, you know, kind of thought I would slow down when I came up here, but found that that wasn't necessarily the case. You know, it works out, and, you know, you make it work out, but sometimes there are those moments when I think, why? This is crazy. Why am I doing this? You know, but you just kind of have to. And I guess, you know, and I had the hope that if I did this for a while, that maybe something would come out of it, that something more, you know, long-term would come. I think the difficult part was the paycheck situation, just because I kept thinking, what day do I get paid from that job? And then, you know, and so some were every other Friday, some were a certain date. And, you know, I just remember those weeks that I was trying to figure out, okay, this is, you know, these bills are due, you know, what paycheck am I getting? You know, it seems like there are, you know, a lot of it is based on the tourism industry. And so doesn't seem like there's as many jobs that are full-time and year-round. And if you find them, you know, people seem to hold on to those and cherish those. And, you know, and the pay, you know, it's really difficult. I feel like I had to take lots of different jobs just to try and pay my bills, you know, and make ends meet. I got my bachelor's in social work from the University of Montana, and so I've been doing social work, until I got here. I think that, you know, you see a lot of people that move up here and they end up staying because it's the great quality of life, but, you know, you have a lot of highly overqualified people and lots of jobs, and so I think people do kind of adapt, you know, maybe their career path. I had already started working some of my part-time jobs, and, you know, I had, you know, an opportunity as far as maybe working in the school, doing a para position, and I think back, I kind of forgot that, and I had decided ultimately not to do that because when I added up how much I was making with all my random jobs and then doing a full-time position, you know, and in some ways I chose that crazy schedule or the inconsistency over the full-time consistent schedule, because when I, you know, looked at it all, I had the potential to make more money and not feel so strapped all the time. But then again, in some ways I wonder, maybe, you know, if I knew it was consistent money, maybe I would, you know, be, you know, I wouldn't feel as strapped. I'm not sure. No, I haven't had any benefits. As far as, you know, there's no retirement or paid time off or health insurance. And that's been a hard thing, too, is that I haven't had health insurance since I've been here. And that's kind of a choice, too, because I could definitely pay, but I really don't know how I would do that either because, you know, I do have loans and I have bills and things, and if I just paying those is difficult enough, let alone trying to pay for health insurance, and I think that's a reality for a lot of people. The best part, I would say, definitely, I think that, you know, meeting a lot of people, I think that's been the best part, because I feel like I've met a lot of great people, and there are a lot of great people in this area, and so, you know, being in lots of different areas, you kind of get to meet some different people, and I also have seen maybe a reality of myself a little bit more too, of some jobs that I realize that is not for me.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Behind the Work is a production of the WTIP News Department. To hear this segment again, visit us on the web at WTIP.org.